When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, how are you? When you're actually listening to this, I might be running a half marathon. I'm running a half marathon today, Sunday, when this comes out. I don't know. Oh, no, I do remember why I signed up for it. At the beginning of the year, there was this, like, fitness challenge thing to kind of get us through the first, well, through the lockdown. And I was like, well, I go to the gym. I didn't really know. I thought I liked my running because I like running. So I thought, oh, I'll do a half marathon. So my mate is a running coach. I've actually done a podcast with her because she's a union rep as well. She's Wicked Jane. She's big on women's rights, but she also runs for her sanity, and she's so funny. Her stories are brilliant. So you've got that to look forward to. But she's done me this training plan. And I've run over 100k in March. I've run over 100k this month, and I've still got to do the half marathon. What I've discovered is that running for over an hour is well boring, and I'm not doing this again. But I've done it, and I'm proud of myself for doing it because I'm, 43. I've never exercised really my whole life apart from the last few years, so I'm like, oh, I can do it. That's good. But I'm going to be doing it. I'm doing it today, if you're listening to this today. This is very confusing, isn't it, all this time travel with podcasts. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you this is because I'm doing it for charity, and I'm doing it for the son of the guest of the podcast that you're now going to listen to. So Darren's son, Jackson, has got Krabbe disease. He tells us all about it, but he is doing a walk, or well, he would have done a walk by the time you listen to this, to raise money because they need to get him something he can sit in the bath. He explains it in the podcast, but when you're disabled or you need special things, to help you live a normal life, it's like when you get married, everything's just 20 times more expensive. So they're raising money to get this bath seat for him. So I've said, well, I'm going to raise money for my run then, because I was going to do it for charity, but I just hadn't decided on what charity. So I was like, brilliant, I'll do it for you. So I'm just going to link his Just Giving page. So if you'd like to donate, then please donate there. It'll be on our social media, Mum and Mama Pod, on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this podcast. It was great talking to him. He's on my radar because he's written books about his son, and I've got one of his books. So I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you. Oh, before I go, this podcast was brought to you by our lovely sponsor. My lovely sponsor. Oh my God, this is going to take ages to get out of my head, isn't it? Golding Accountancy. We are golding.com for all your accountancy needs. See you in a bit.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Work. Work.
So how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, cheers. Yeah, not too bad. Just trying to keep busy. It helps to keep busy, doesn't it? So it tries to, you know, just takes your mind off things. So I was getting a bit I didn't know what to do sort of thing. So I messaged Stu and just said, I need to keep busy. Have you got anyone's podcast, you know, that I can go on? I need to. And he went, oh, have you tried Amy? He actually said you were lovely, and I was like, I'll try anyone. I just fancied talking. Just getting out there, you know, just fancied a chat. I enjoy doing them, to be honest. I enjoy talking about Jackson, yeah. So it's a good thing.
So do you know Stu?
Yeah.
You do, yeah. Weirdly, I was going to ask you to come on.
Right, okay.
But it's just been, you were like on my list of people that I wanted to come on and talk to, because I have your book.
Oh, brilliant.
So just to introduce you, you're Darren.
Mm-hmm.
And you've written a book about your son, which I'll let you obviously talk all about. But I, because you went on Stu's podcast, didn't you? Did you go on Pip's podcast?
No, I've not been on Pip's, no.
Okay. So I listened to the podcast and I shot, because he shared your story. And so I've bought your book, obviously.
Thank
to,
you.
To my children. And so you were on my radar. You're very welcome. Thank you for writing it. So I was going to ask you to come on anyway, but it's just, this is one of many things that I do, and I'm not very good at remembering things. So that was brilliant. When you contacted me, I was like, wicked. Because then I didn't need to contact you. So tell us about you and your lovely little boy Jackson, which was, I just want to tell you, that was my name for my daughter Juno if she was a boy.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
she's a girl, so we couldn't call her Jackson.
To be honest, I love the name Jackson now, but at first I wanted Jack, and my wife Becca wanted Jackson. And after labour, and I see what she went through, I was like, you can call him what you like. It's your choice after that. Whatever you want.
I think that happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Yeah, go on,
beautiful.
So tell us about you. Yes, that's very well put.
You know, normal family. Had our first child, Jackson, coming along nicely up until one. You know, he was doing everything a 1-year-old should be doing. You know, talking, starting to walk, feeding himself. Saying mum and dad, and one day just after his first birthday, he was in his high chair like normal, and he can't pick his food up with his hands. He just started picking his food up with his mouth, and we was like, well, this isn't right. But our first sort of feelings as a new parent, you start to worry, but you just think, God, has he pulled a muscle? Is it worst case scenario? Has he got a tumour or a growth or something like that? And we just thinking,
yeah.
We were just thinking, whatever it is, it will get sorted. Do you know, we'll make sure he's all right. Yeah. We took him to Basildon Hospital, And before you knew it, was rushed to Great Ormond Street, and they basically, after some investigation, they said that he had a very rare terminal illness called Krabbe disease, and he probably wouldn't live past two. Obviously, you imagine our lives come crashing down, and it's absolute terrible time. He had to have all sorts of tests. He was, and they said that only one child a year is born with it in the UK, and I think the head of neurology at Great Ormond Street said it was only a third case in 25 years. And generally, the kids, they haven't seen much of it and didn't know really how to deal with it. When I was told, I wasn't, before they were told that it's terminal, I just said to him, I don't care what it is, can you just fix it? Do you know, like, I just want him healthy. They said, obviously they told us, and the emotions you go through, you can't even explain, you know, I can't even remember it, really. Do you know, I know I've become a horrible person, you know, and I'm not that sort of person. I've always wanted to be, you know, joking around, having a laugh, and, you know, and I become this person that, because lots of people knew about Jackson, and I become this person that was, I thought people were looking at me thinking, is that the bloke whose son's dying, you know, or, you know, I always thought people were looking at me for a reason, you know, and I was angry as well, and I couldn't, it was parts of grief. I understand that now, and I understand grief and how your mind won't let you understand it. And it's literally just force it to the back. Don't try and understand it. Just try and deal with the situation, you know. And I become horrible, and I was swearing at people, and I wanted to not kill myself. I just didn't want to be here. You know, I didn't enjoy life. I didn't want to be here. My view on life is to try and make your children a better person than you are. And I've had that, not that I've had it taken away, I've had it, I can't do that with Jackson, do you know, I can't,
yeah.
I was, do you have the dreams for your children, don't you, as well, you know, and what you want them to be, and we used to even joke, used to look at the lights a lot, and I used to think, you're going to work at B&Q in the light department, messing around to him, do you know, and he can't even do that, do you know, yeah. And I remember this day, and my sister-in-law, we had lots of people. You know, I used to drive to work or drive somewhere and someone nearly crashed into us in the car, or, you know, some comes close to us. And yeah, I'd be like, yeah. I used to swear, you're effing this, you know, you're all this. And then one day, my sister-in-law set up a Just Giving page. We wanted to take Jackson to Disneyland in France just because he couldn't fly, so we wanted to go across.
Yeah.
And someone put in my son's Just Giving account £1,000, and they put, I don't know you, you don't know me, but I'm someone that cares. And I thought, well, bloody hell, was it the man I swore at yesterday? Was it the person? And it literally changed my life because from that moment I thought, how can I be miserable? Why so many people are trying to
help?
Why people are trying to help me and my son? Or my son, yeah. You know, I can't shout at someone because they're crap at driving. I'm crap at a lot of things. It don't make me a horrible person. Do you know, and that's how I try and look at way things there. As I don't think people intentionally want to be an arsehole, basically. It's just things happen, and you don't always. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. That's what I've learned as well. There's a lot of things going on with people's lives that you just don't know. And you might start off on the wrong foot, and you should, you know. So we got to that point. We was miserable, and my wife, I was always said if I could swap my, however old I was, 36, 37 at the time, with Jackson, I would have done it then. Do you know, like, but because I'd be selfish not to. But obviously I couldn't do that, so I just become miserable, horrible, didn't want to be here. And my wife said to me one day, Jackson's our son, he needs you, you know, be here as a family, he's the only one you've got. And I thought, actually, this is, you know, he actually needs us. Do you know, he doesn't know no difference. Yeah. He needs us to be just loving parents. And then he started to deteriorate, really, just after his...
What is the condition that he's got? It's
Krabbe disease. It's vanishing white matter of the brain. It's a form of leukodystrophy. So basically, I mean, if I knew everything about it, I'd be a professor. It's that rare, do you know? When we take him to Basildon, or any hospital, really, they only learn about it for about 20 minutes in 5 years worth of school, or 6 years worth of school. So it's very rare. They don't even talk about it, pretty much. We've only met one doctor that knows that's heard of it. And the crazy thing is, when we go to hospital with Jackson, yeah, they want to see him because they've never seen a kid with Krabbe disease before. Do you know, it's...
Yeah.
So it can be a bit frustrating, and you know, when he's my son and I want him to be getting better, yeah, and they're going, oh, look, there's a kid with Krabbe disease, you know. So it does get, and I know, it does a little. But yeah, it's vanishing white matter of the brain, and it makes the brain deteriorate. And so, but there's also, your nerves are wrapped in a thing called myelin, and myelin protects your nerve signals. So basically, his body doesn't make myelin, so whatever I always say is in a body that don't work. So if I say, Jackson, give us a smile, he'll want to give a smile, but his arm might move. Do you know? Or but then sometimes because he hasn't moved his arm in so long, there's no muscle there to. So he wants to move his arm and he can't, because it's just about signals all getting confused, and so basically they've told us then he'll stop being able. He's forgot how to swallow, so he doesn't know how to swallow now. So it's. And the muscles haven't worked, so he's fed for a tube. But he will eventually, we've been told, eventually his lungs will just stop working or something, do you know? But it is so rapid, but not, if you know what I mean. Like, one night I put him to bed with a bottle, the next night he couldn't swallow. Next day he couldn't swallow, we had to take him to the hospital and get a tube put into him. So it came literally, his body can just go, something's gone wrong, do you know? Yeah. So.
How old is he now?
He'll be 7 in August.
Seven.
If you're 7 in August, yeah.
And how old did they say that?
Two.
How old did they say that?
Two.
He'd live till two. Wow. But I suppose they don't know. They don't know about it, do they? I guess
no.
They can only go on what.
What previous kids? Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, and he's on. We put him on an organic, dairy-free, sugar-free. Grass-fed, just giving him the pure best food he can have, do you know? He's never had any serious drugs because seizures is one of the things of Krabbe disease, and he's only been on CBD oil, and that's contained to seizures. He doesn't have any. He has a hyperbaric oxygen chamber once every other day in our house. So he breathes oxygen under pressure and it revitalises nerves.
Wow.
So we're really going for it, and we just want him to have a nice life, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where the sort of treatment and what we're trying to do. It's so rare that they just, you just don't hear nothing what to do.
Do they know what causes it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it just very unlucky?
No, it's genetic. So,
Oh, it's genetic?
Yeah, so the way it works is, we've got how many genes, I don't know, but I've got 27 messed up genes and you've got 27 messed up genes. It's just these won't affect you.
Yeah.
These won't affect you at all, but it's whether you meet this, another person with that same messed up gene. And my wife, which is 100,000 to one chance, that my wife has got the same messed up gene as me. And that's what causes Krabbe disease. So every child we have...
Wow.
We have a 1 in 4 chance of having a child with Krabbe disease, every child we have, so...
Wow!
It's pretty crap, to be honest.
But that's it's just amazing, is it, that you'd never actually know until...
No, it's like...
It happened.
It's, I to wait for my head to compute it, I say it's like me finding the only person in Wembley holding a pound. So if I said... Yeah. And like, you'd never do it, would you? You'd never do it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
100,000 to one. So, yeah, it's pretty crap.
So tell us about the book then.
Well, the book started because when Jackson was very through the stages, say after two, the age of two, things started to happen. He'd become really irritable, and we just tried to make him he loves having a cuddle and being on you. And we just tried to calm him down. And even through the night, me and my wife, we were in a bad way. We were getting 2 hours, 2 hours broken sleep a night, every night. So it was broken sleep for 2 hours. We were shattered. And I come up with this idea. Yeah, it was terrible. And I come up with this idea. Well, my wife said to me one night, I wonder what Jackson dreams of. And I said, well, if he's not dreaming, let's make his dreams up for him. Because he doesn't have a really good day in the day, does he? You know, not like most children. You know, he can't walk, he can't talk. So I come up with these ideas called... Jackson Superhero. It's about a little boy who has no powers in the day, but at night he goes on amazing adventures. And I always use words that he likes, and in the first book, he's got his little tube, but it's not obvious. But and it starts off with Jackson's a boy with special powers, but he doesn't show them off in the daylight hours. So it's and he goes on secret adventures, and Mum and Dad think he's been asleep all night, but he's really he believes he's been out on adventures. And no word of a lie,
yeah,
no word of a lie. It literally from the minute I started doing them, he slept through the night. And it was amazing, you know, I was like, no way. Am I actually, and I put him to bed now and I go, Jackson, you're going to go on an adventure? And he does this look, because we've seen his smile deteriorate over the years. So we know when he's trying to, and he does this, and I'm like, oh, mister. And he's like, it's like he's getting ready to go off, and it's beautiful.
Oh, that's
so absolutely amazing. I've had messages from families worldwide saying that their children no longer have bedtime tantrums because they want to be a superhero just like Jackson. And I'm like, yes, they want to be like my son, you know, that's amazing. It's, you know, I never thought, it's that. And the books are used as in English lessons in Malaysia. And it's, I'm like, no, what? Yeah, that's what I mean. It's we got to number one in the Amazon charts for 10 days or we was... I think it was the first...
That's amazing.
Number one children's book and 38th best book on the whole of Amazon. I was like, no, was
better. Oh, my God.
At one point, it was better than Michelle Obama, but I won't just keep saying it. No, only for, that was only for a few hours.
Oh, my God. So obviously, yeah. So you had the idea. So when did you start writing it down?
Well, God.
When did it return into a book?
No, I didn't even have the idea, really. My wife came up, literally just had it, and I thought, do you know what, I've always been stupid. I'm always stupid. And I'm good with words, and, you know, I'm good at countdown. I can do the anagrams, you know, I can do... like, I go past certain places, and I'm... And my wife calls me a bit of an idiot, because I'd always make stupid rhymes up and stuff. And I just thought, do you know what, I'm just going to do this. So I got... So I come up with that story within about a day... And I got my mate, Carl Osborne, who I've known for years, to illustrate it. I asked him to illustrate it for me so I could staple it together and have a book made for Jackson. And then and then I thought, you know what, this is really good. I like his illustrations. They're really. So I sent off to a few publishers and two come back to me and I got a publishing deal for the first two books. So, which was pretty good. And then through COVID, we lost the... This time last year, we lost the publisher because they had to shut their publishing agency down or publishing company down. So I self-published the third one. And so we've had lots of people have helped us. Like even down from, Faye Barker from the news, ITV News. She's done the audio books for them. Russell Brand, I get on quite well with him. I was lucky enough to meet him about 5 years ago. And he's been really kind and he gives me reviews for the back of the book and everything.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
Lots of people. It's been, it's nice. It makes it all a little bit easier when lots of people are supporting you and just being kind and want to show some.
But I think people like to do nice things, don't they? People like to help if they can. And it's such a heartbreaking story. And the thing is, you can imagine, like, that's the worst thing in the world is when something happens to your kids.
Yeah.
I think everyone that's got kids, that is your greatest fear, isn't it? So my heart does go out to you because I just can't imagine what it must be like. But managing to turn that into something that's helped other people is an amazing feat.
Yeah.
And it helps, doesn't it? It helps to get something not good out of the situation, but do something positive.
I thought it also helped, like for me, it helped me read, because we read a lot to our children, and I used to read the books to Jackson. This character would be playing football, this character would be doing this, and I'd be like, I'm reading a book that I know my son can't do. But let's, you know, and I used to get upset reading about it, and I was thinking, he can't even play football. Why am I telling him about playing? So then I made him up to just made him, you know, and it gives, I think it also gives parents a little bit of joy as well, knowing that they're actually getting their children to believe that they can be whatever they want. I've always said as well, it's stupid, but I've always said it, that we've all got superpowers. I could be the best underwater swimmer, a synchronised swimmer in the world, but I don't know because I've never done underwater synchronised swimming, do you know? It's just, we just haven't found it. And it's you know, another reason as well. I want Jackson to be well known. I really, you know, I don't care about me, but I want, he's not going to be here forever, and I want people to remember him. I want him to be well known. One of my missions is already ticked. It's in the bookshops, and it wasn't more about, I mean, sales are good, obviously, but it's more about, I want my other kids to be walking past the shop and go, when Jackson's no longer here, look, there's my brother on the bookshelves, and it'll be lovely, do you know. It's, we was in Norfolk summer before, and we're sitting in a little like bar, cafe, restaurant-y thing, pub, and a lady comes up to us and says, "Oh, hello, Jackson. I've heard all about you. Oh, you're a little superhero," and it's just lovely. And they didn't care about me, you know. It's just it's just nice that he's known or getting known as well.
Oh, that's lovely. So you've got other children then?
Yeah, I've got a little. I've got a young daughter. She's 4 in June. Her name's Seren. She feeds Jackson through his tube. She really looks after him, and but she wants to know why Jackson can't do a lot of things, and it's quite hard to explain. You know, it's we just go, you just can't. You know, I don't know what to say. You know, and so and it's also horrible because you don't know how much Jackson takes in of his brain. You know, like, and you don't want to say too much in front of him because he does react to a lot of things you say. So. You don't really want to be speaking like that in front of him.
So is it, with the condition, is it, it physically affects him, but mentally you don't know how much it affects
It's him. Because he can't tell you, you don't know. So it's a neurological issue. You don't know how it, we can see it affects his motability skills. You know, but he can't. But we don't know how it affects his computing, if you like. You know, so. But we'll never know. We'll never know unless you know. But I know it. I know he does understand because when I say to him, "Are you happy now? Are you in a comfortable position?" He'll give me a smile, or I say to him, "Your sister stinks," and he'll go, "You've got a smelly sister," and he goes. He does a little smile, and it's, "Oh no, there's Seren," and he'll pretend to go to sleep. Yeah. You know, so. Oh, is it?
And well, he knows what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, on a good day, like I said, his eyes might not be focusing on that day. You know, he might be one day his eyes got stuck in the side of his head, so his eyes were all stuck one side, and there was nothing he could do about it because he couldn't pull them back. Do you know? So, and it's just.
So just in that. But does it come back the next day?
His eyes can, but generally, if you lose an ability, lose a sort of ability or whatever, you know, a skill, it doesn't come back with Karabay. You know, the reason for his eyes is just that he's not receiving the signals when how he's supposed to be receiving them. Do you know? So, but the quality of his vision's probably deteriorated and not going to get better. Yeah. So that's probably. I mean, it's hard for him to tell because his eyes. Don't dilate like they're supposed to when they put, you know, the torch, the little.
Yeah.
So it'll be a slow reaction. So it might be, you know, and it's, you know, 10 minutes later, his eyes might react to it. Or, like, we can't take him out in the winter too much because his body is really slow to warm up. So we have to keep him warm and he gets cold really easy. So.
Yeah.
So he's very, you know. We just make sure he has a good day. Just enjoy his days.
So his sister's all right? She doesn't have
No, sister's fine, yeah. So we had this thing called... obviously, when we found out we'd have 1 in 4 children of ours will have Krabbe disease, or 1 in 4 chance, we went through this thing called PGD, which is... It's like IVF, but it's pre-gene diagnosis.
Yeah.
Oh, you've heard of it, yeah. And they take a cell...
No, I haven't.
Oh, right. So...
Yeah.
So you have your IVF... So you inject the semen into the egg and then let them grow for 3 days. Yeah. Take a cell from every egg. Because lucky enough, my wife produced 49 eggs at IVF, which was the second ever highest in an IVF clinic.
Oh, my God.
Which was amazing because...
That's amazing.
Because, yeah, well, Jackson was IVF as well because we did struggle to get pregnant and we didn't know we had this condition at the time and we only got 6 eggs with Jackson. So when we knew that when we was going for Seren...
Wow.
We knew that a lot would be discarded because they don't make it to blastocyst, which is a 5-day old. I learn a lot in the end and it comes then. Anyway, and does my head in. The most important things like birthdays and people's names I forget, but all this. But so they take a cell out of every one of them and then they work out which one's got Krabbe disease. And then they throw them away. And Seren's, my daughter Seren is not even a carrier. So she's not even got the gene in her. So, but my wife's pregnant at the moment, and she's due in June, which is another PGD. This one is a girl, and supposedly she's supposed to be a carrier, but she's not. She hasn't. Just like myself, you know. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, I don't like talking too much about it because we had some really crap stuff happen to us last December 2019. Our daughter was due and she died the day before she was born. So that really kicked us back. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's only just been over a year. So, yeah, it was crap.
Yeah.
We just had a bit.
I'm really sorry. Was it the placenta?
They don't know. We've had everything's done and there was no answers, inconclusive. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that happened to my cousin, lost her son. I think she was 34 weeks. That was a few years ago. Mm. But she's had... I'm going to get her to come on the podcast to talk about it, actually, because that was... That whole time, that was horrific. That's an awful, awful, awful thing. But she's had a rainbow baby. She's got a little Seamus now. It's horrendous, but it's like Seamus wouldn't be here if it wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
Nice that you're having another baby, and I will keep everything crossed that, you know, this is all right.
Thank you.
But it's hard. Like, I remember with my cousin talking to her throughout the pregnancy and stuff, because it's obviously you're confident everything's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's obviously always in the back of your mind. You just want it, once she's here, do you know what I mean? Like, that's, you kind of just
my
want
wife's, to have my wife's it, driving, don't you? Yeah, definitely. My wife's driving to Manchester for scans at the, scan clinic that's done by the Rainbow Clinic. And we haven't got one local, so she's having to drive to Manchester to have this scan for as a reassurance, because they can check everything with these scans, and I can't go with her because I've got no one to look after Jackson, so she's having to drive to Manchester, stay the night, have her scan, come back. I'm at home with Jackson. It's just, you think there could be one local. So just a
How often is she going?
She's be fair, she's only gone once, but she's got to go in May as well, so which is quite close to the due date. So, I'd rather not go to, you know, give birth.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Give birth on the hard shoulder. I don't fancy her doing that on her own.
Yeah.
Not in the car anyway. It's a new one.
It'd be a lot of mess. Please do know. I've lost what I was going to say now. Bloody kids. So it's not until you experience, like with my cousin, when she lost her baby, you then enter into the world of all the amazing things that people do to help you get through that, and the things that exist. But it's all charity, isn't it? It's, you know.
Yeah.
And when you find out about that, you're like, that should be available for so many more people and in so many more places, like the scam place and stuff.
But we've noticed this with Jackson anyway. You know, like when Jackson needs a special car seat because his neck, he can't control his neck, so we got to make sure his neck don't collapse in the car seat. Obviously, if we went to Mothercare, they wouldn't have one of them.
Yeah.
But if we went to a specialist car centre, you can get one, but they're about £1,000. And so we can't afford £1,000, which we'd spend everything. Yeah. But at that point, we couldn't afford £1,000. We didn't have £1,000. But then once we started speaking to the people in the shop, they went, oh, we can get you it through charity. And literally, within about 2 hours, we went and picked it up and the charity had paid for us. I thought, oh, God, you know, that's... But this is what we're doing at the moment. We do a charity walk once a year. Wednesday morning, I'm walking from the source of the Thames in Gloucester to Oxford over 2.5 days, about 60 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
I do it once a year. Last year, we walked from Norwich to Sudbury. And the year before that, we walked from Gravesend to Hastings. And
wow.
Yeah, we do it because I like to put myself through a lot of pain just to make sure make it feel like I do. Honestly, it's really hard work, but I feel like I'm achieving something for Jackson because we raised money for Jackson and yeah. We've got this certain bit of equipment we want. I'll say about that in a minute. But I think if I can put myself through this for 3 days, even while I'm doing it, it's nothing near what Jackson goes through every day. So, you know, makes me, and I'm doing it for my boy. And this year we're actually raising money for, so at the moment he has a bath, and in his bath we have to blow up a bath and put it in it so we can keep him there. And I have to have my hand, yeah. I have to have my hand under him, my hand around his neck, and I can't wash him. And Becca can't wash him, or she can, but I'm like that, and my neck's all bent, and it's just not comfortable for him. Yeah. And we want this seat that will float in the bathroom so we can wash him. Now, for a normal child, you're looking at about 80 quid. For Jackson, it's 3,000, right? It is a little bit specialist. It's moulded to his back and his spine because his spine's slightly bent. It's £3,000. So we're going to try and raise the money for that next week when we do the walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a bit of a rip-off, isn't it? When you get... You can see him...
Why is it so much more money?
Because he's specialist, I guess. It's just... you've just put disabled or specialist or... It's the same for weddings, funerals, isn't it? Same for weddings, funerals and...
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's like wedding.
Yeah.
Everything just goes crazy. So what date are you doing the walk?
Next Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think it's the...
Next Wednesday. Yeah. So what I'll do is this will go out then. I'll put this out next Sunday. So that'll be when you've finished.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, Wednesday. But
how can people give you money?
Oh, we've got a Just Giving page up.
So will you keep that open for a
while? Yeah, definitely. Because we normally do...
Because then I can share all the links that.
Oh, brilliant. Because what we normally do is do live walks, live videos as well, and we catch up, and it's people can see what we go through. It is quite, it's not,
yeah.
You know, we've done last year, our longest day was 28.8 miles, and then we had to do another 26 the next day. We were ruined. We still had another 12 or 15 to do, and we was, we've been offered lifts in the past and all sorts.
Yeah.
But we do visit the pubs. The last 5 miles was a bit of a pub crawl because we like to... it's a bit like that, but it's also to... You've got to talk to people to raise awareness, and so you're not going to meet people in a field, so we have to divert to a pub, and it's good to refuel as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So,
that's the excuse.
Yeah, it's a 25-mile pub crawl.
How long does it take you to walk 28 miles?
About 3 miles an hour, so every hour, so 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, about nearly 10 hours of walking.
Oh my God.
And it is...
Have you got special shoes and everything?
You have to, yeah. I mean, 1 year, my brother done it with us 1 year, and this is when we done the Pilgrim's Way to Canterbury, from Gravesend to Canterbury, and... Within 10 miles, he got blisters really bad. After 20 miles, he had to stop, and he couldn't walk again with trainers on for about another 3 weeks. His feet were so... But when you talk about blisters, it was red raw. It looked like he had to have a skin graft. Oh. It was that bad. I mean...
Oh, my God.
And the guy...
What was he wearing?
Well, it was his first time he put the boots on. But then we had a guy who's coming this year, but he came last year. He, after the first day of 28 miles, he couldn't do the second day. He literally couldn't walk. So he got... One of my walks, I walked the last 3 miles barefooted because my blisters were so bad on the side of my feet. I couldn't... But,
oh, God.
But I had to do it. I had to do it for Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
I have to, because it's only a bit of... It's only a sore foot.
That's hard going, and good luck to you.
Yeah, and we don't practice on nothing. We just get our bags on, get our stuff and go, and that's why, you know, we're not, if we practice...
You don't do any training at all?
Not a bit. We just put our bag on. My brother brings, he brings two tins of Marifat peas, I don't know why, he takes it, and he goes for a wander. That's what he says.
Marrowfat peas. Oh my god.
Yeah, he never brings a tin opener either. So he goes, oh, I forgot the tin opener. I've got these peas. So he's just carrying around peas with him. But I tell you what, some of the people we meet, we've walked into pubs and they've opened just for us and they've fed us and they've gave us water, a beer, and they've put, when we've gone to pay, they've said, put it in Jackson's pot. Some people are amazing.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, you really do meet some amazing people as well, because, you know, they're strangers, but they want to help, and that's so kind, you know, it really is.
Yeah.
So
where are you doing it this time?
From the source of the Thames in a place called Kemble in Oxford, and we're literally following the Thames all the way to, in Gloucester, we're following it all the way to Oxford. So it's, following the Thames. And then the next year, because I can't be away for too long, so 2.5 days, 3 days is enough. I don't want to be away for Jackson that long. And so the following year, we'll go from Oxford to Windsor and then so on, and we'll complete the whole Thames. So, it's just something.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it'd be a nice walk, and it's not, I hate hills, so it'd be quite nice and flat walking the Thames.
What do you camp or do you stay in hotels?
Yeah, we stay in bed and breakfasts or
okay.
Yeah, something like we was thinking about camping, but we need to.
You've got to take all the gear then, haven't you, though?
Another thing, your legs are so
it's all extra weight.
Yeah, definitely. I remember one year we tried to keep it cheap, one of the first years, and we shared beds, like two blokes in a double bed. And because I don't mind, but because you're just knackered and you want to spread out and your legs, you know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't comfortable. You just, so sleeping on a tent after 28 miles in a tent, sorry, it just wouldn't be. I'd wake up, I just wouldn't be able to walk again. I mean, maybe in my 20s.
I was laughing. I was imagining you in a single bed, like topping and tailing.
No,
you wouldn't have got any sleep then.
No, definitely not. But no, it is a good laugh, but it's hard and it's good. And sometimes, you know, when you've got to walk for 10 hours, I'm one of these people that I'm happy to be with a group of us, you know, with the three or four blokes that we're going with, or I'm happy to be walking on my own for 2 hours ahead, just keep, you know, just to think about things and just have 10 minutes to me. And what else I love is walking through woods and sitting down, having 5 minutes break and thinking, I don't know where I am, I'll never be here again. I wonder who else has walked through here for history, you know, it was a king walked through, you know, you just don't know. You just, and it's, I'll never walk through this place again. I actually don't know where I am. So,
But that's nice. That's quite nice not knowing where you are.
it's not bad. But when you get lost and you go on a 5 mile detour accidentally, and then you realise, that ain't that, because we're obviously walking through fields and it's not roads, so we don't know where we're going. We're like, one place we walked around in circles. Actually, I know that farm.
At least you went back there then.
It was. It's hard. It's good. I'm gonna show these off. Have you seen these?
No. Oh, they said. Oh, wow.
Jackson Super Hero cuddly toys.
I'm being shown cuddly toy of Jackson. Oh, that's so cute. So, can you buy them? I'm guessing.
Yeah. You can buy them from. We've got a website called JacksonSuperHero.com, and it's on there. So it's sort of, so all the money all the money goes towards Jackson and. We've got a few of these made up, so yeah, pretty cool. I love them. He loves them, and my daughter does as well.
Bless him.
Yeah, so
I'll share everything. I'll get you to send me all the photos of everything, and I can share it all. What are you planning on writing any more books?
Jackson Saves an Owl, Jackson's Solution to Pollution, and Jackson Saves the Moon. And the new one that's coming out is Jackson Saves the Dinosaurs. So, it's pretty good. It's quite. I really like it actually, and it's just a fun. It's fun, and it's basically Jackson flies so fast, and he travels back in time, and he meets the dinosaurs, and they're all in a band, and he wants to know where they get their electric to power, or their instruments to power their band. So you've got a pterodactyl who's really thin. When she flies through the air, she sounds like a violin. Then you've got a caveman who pops like the clappers. When he jumps up and down, it sounds like maracas. you've got a velociraptor who makes a guitar from a branch of a tree. And you've got all sorts of characters in it, and there's a little rap in it as well. I don't know where the rap come from, but it's dinosaur rap. I love the ending. It's I always like to do it where one of us walks into the room, and I always like, you know, so the ending goes, Mum walks into my room, a creak sound comes from the floor. That's not a creak, I thought. That sounds more like a roar. I bet it's my friend Rex, the dinosaur. You know, and it's just... just a nice little ending. I love it on it. So, I enjoy doing them. I've got loads planned. And it's just... I always read them to him and sit there and chat to him about them. And he loves them. And it's... Yeah, it gives me a little bit of... Takes me away from life for a bit. And as Stuart Whiffin once said to me once, he calls it a creative release. So when I've used that ever since he said about it. I think it's true, because I think you need to keep yourself.
It's true.
Yeah, because if I didn't have nothing to do,
how's it been during lockdown?
Do you know what? It's been, I don't think it's been, it's going to sound strange, but not much different.
I get that.
Because we generally have to be careful with Jackson anyway. He's vulnerable to everything. I mean, he got pneumonia once a couple of years ago, and he had to have his lungs drained in Basildon Hospital. And then about 6 months later, he turned blue on us and we got rushed to Great Ormond Street, and he was intubated and he was on a life support machine. And he had so much fluid and different infections that his lungs stuck and they wouldn't inflate. So he had to, so he was in intensive care for 10 days. And so that was before COVID. So, you know, so we've always been, when I go to work, if there's someone with a cold, I won't go around them. I've always been like that, you know, with him, because if I get a cold, I'm over it within 10 days. If Jackson gets a cold, it really does take him about a month. And it can give him pneumonia, or chest infection. So we've always been like that. So when we don't generally go to, you know, things in the winter when there's going to be groups of children around, you know, but in the summer we're more open, you know, the less chance of getting a cold, and but the problem is we've got this catch-22 where we want people to be around him, we want people to cuddle him, we want Jackson to be part of everyone's life.
Yeah.
But then, so you've also got, you know, when we think we can't isolate my daughter either, because during lockdown she started saying that her best friend's the trampoline or the chickens, and you're like, that's not right for a start. so we can't be too life, and it sounds crap, but you know, life is, you've got to live life.
I agree.
And I've had this saying in my head for a few months now, I don't think you know you're dying until someone tells you they are. So So let's not, and let's just crack on, do you know, and see what happens, you know, and let's enjoy it. So
100%.
Yeah.
I think that's the best attitude to have.
There's no point being miserable, because Jackson's not going to benefit from it. So I've always, you know, when I was in a miserable time...
No one benefits from it.
No. So I've always said, if I come in smiling, I might have had a bad day, but if I come in smiling, my wife's going to be happy, which my kids are going to be happy. And, you know, it just reflects. Yeah. If I come in going, oh, I've had a rubbish day, oh, bloody, oh, Jackson, you know, and all this, oh, what's happening to our family, you know, my wife's going to end up crying, my kids go, what's the matter, mummy? And that'd be the world's, you know, this.
Yeah.
I always say it, and it's hard, but you get one go, and it doesn't matter what happens in that one go. You got to live it, and then some. You know, what I mean by that is, we were talking at work the other week, and someone said to me, "Oh, what would you be if you could come back?" And they was all like, "Oh, I'd be a lion. I'd be this. I'd be that." I said, "Nah, I wouldn't bother. I would do it again. I've had once is enough. But at least I can do that once. Do you know?"
Yeah.
So I'm happy to do the one. Or I'll come back as some sort of Maybug that only lasts a day or something. You know, just say hello. All right, we'll see ya. I think you've got to try and keep happy, haven't you? And joke and be
100%.
Otherwise,
Well, we are only here once, and you may as well enjoy it, because what's the point otherwise?
And anything can happen. Absolutely anything. I mean, this is sad, well, you know, if someone's... People who said to me, "Oh, sorry to hear about Jackson," when he was first diagnosed, a few of them have died. Do you know, like... And there's no way I thought Jackson would outlive them people who were saying sorry about hearing...
Yeah.
You don't know what...
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know what life is going to chuck at people. So, you know, I bless, you know, I love the fact that Jackson's been here every, you know, for this long, and I want him to continue, but you just, I mean, he could outlive me, so you never know.
Yeah, You don't know?
No.
That's the thing. When's his birthday?
August.
It's August. Yeah. He'll be 7 in August.
Yeah, August the 12th. Yeah, he'll be 7. I can't believe it. But, yeah. So I'm,
well, that's a miracle, isn't it?
It just Jackson's a miracle. That's what I see it as. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just a little... He's so strong compared to anyone I know, you know. Just when you see what he's been through, and then, you know, even down to when I was telling you about when he was intubated and he actually finally got off the machines, he was sitting on my wife's lap and he's sitting there talking, and they're still monitoring his breathing, and he just goes and holds his breath, and they're like, Jackson, he didn't breathe. I was like, oh my god, Jackson. He's like, they said, oh, it's probably just because he's really tired. And I said, did you just hold your breath, mister? And he went, I was like, you cheeky little... He even done this big smile for me, as if to say, he's still playing, even though when he's not supposed to be.
Oh.
Yeah, he's thinking...
Bless him. He sounds like such a character.
Yeah, when he's on good form, when his body's working for him, he has a lovely day.
Bless him.
Yeah, so...
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and telling me all about it.
I've loved it.
It's been really lovely. I'll put this out next Sunday. And so you would have just finished your massive walk and pub crawl. And just, people can donate to your page.
Just walk.
Yeah. But good luck with it. I hope that your blisters aren't too bad.
Touch wood.
And take a tin opener so you can eat the peas.
I don't even like peas. Let him suffer. Let him suffer. I'm not fast.
Marrow fat peas are the mushy. You do mushy peas with marrow fat peas.
I have no idea. I don't humour him or even pay attention to him anymore. Like, it's not the first time. It's about the third, fourth time he's brought him with him. He's like, oh, my marrow fat peas. I don't know why I carry him with me. And I was like, he's a character that is a. It's just a good laugh because we get chased by cows.
It must be nice just to get away for a couple of days.
Yeah, it's,
and have a laugh with your mates.
Yeah, I was saying to someone at work, it's more about Jackson's life's very regimental. You know, it's half, you know, get up, do the chamber, make sure he's got an hour and a half between every meal. He's got to be in bed by 6:30 because then he can have his medication a bit later on. You know, he only weighs a stone and a half, so he's not. Yeah. So everything he's got. Temperamental to a certain amount.
Oh my god, he wears a stone and a half.
Yeah. So he's
wow.
He's got no muscle or nothing. So his stomach can puke up really. He can puke really easy. So it's just nice when I go away or go out and I think, oh, it's 6:30. I haven't put Jackson to bed. Do you know? Just because my head's always working. Yeah. I don't switch off even when I'm asleep. Yeah. I've got his monitor next to me. It's just nice to.
Yeah.
Oh god, I got drunk last night and I didn't have to get up once in the night. You know, my head weren't thumping when I got up. Oh god.
Yeah.
That's the difference. My wife goes to spas to relax. You know, because we don't go to a hospice or anything like that. So if she gets angry, miserable, or whatever, I just go and have a spa. Yeah. Go and have a relax. I can't do spas because I can't sit still. 2 minutes, so she goes and have a spa. She'll come back relaxed. It'll be my turn. I'll go up to the pub, get extremely drunk watching the football or something, and then feel absolutely crap for 2 days. So that's
is it worth it?
No, not really, but it's all right at the time, but then it's not worth it for the 2 days. It's so hard as you're getting older, it's just so hard to get over all the hangovers. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I have to start getting. I start having diarrhea light before I go to bed or whatever I think it is. Something to hydrate you.
I searched for years for the cure for hangovers and I never found it. So I just stopped drinking.
Oh, you don't drink at all?
I just can't handle it. Not anymore. I've always really suffered and it does just get worse as you get older. And I'm just like, I just can't do it anymore.
I think the problem is with me, I don't go out often. Do you know, like, I might go, before lockdown, I might have gone down the pub to watch a football game, you know, I'm not going boogieing or anything like partying or anything like that, and I might go down a pub and I'd get drunk, and that'd be it, but then, when I go out, now if I went away, like I said, you know, I had Becca go away to a spa, or I'll go, a few years ago, I went and done the Norfolk Broads for my birthday with my brother, just ahead of... But then that all gets messy. And then you have a drink and you wake up and you think, oh, I feel so rough. If I don't drink now, I'm gonna be really, it's gonna ruin. So I'll have another drink. I'll top up, and then you do it again the following day, and then it's the last day, and then you're like, oh my god, I've got to stop drinking. I'm gonna puke everywhere. And then I'm suffering for 5 days, and I think I don't eat, I don't drink, and I think, is it worth it? It was really good though, the 3 days, but this 5 day hangover ain't worked really good. Yeah, you put yourself through it. Need to grow up. I think. Never mind.
But then it is nice to have a good time.
Yeah, no, it's
a balance.
A blowout here and there. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I think you deserve it.
No. Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. I don't know. It's, yeah, you just. I'm sure you'd do the same for your children, wouldn't you? You'd do exactly. I just do what I have to do.
Yeah, well, yeah. You do what you got to do. Yeah. Totally,
mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, cheers for having us. And
I'll share everything.
Yeah, let us know what you need and I'll... Thank you. Let us know what you need and I'll send it over to you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Cheers.
Brilliant.
I'll speak to you soon.
Bye. Bless him. I hope that his walk went well. I hope that my run went well as well. And I'm not laying in the road somewhere, not being able to move because I've just can't run anymore. Justgiving.com, Darren Garwood. I am going to post the links, but if you Google it, like if for whatever reason you can't find the link I'm posting, then it's on Just Giving. His name's Darren Garwood. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got anything you'd like to talk to me about, get in touch with me. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, then I've got loads of podcasts. Last week's was amazing with Andy Chambers about the mental health consultancy he's set up for people in the workplace, especially parents. That was a really good chat. I really enjoyed that. I've enjoyed all the chats I've had. I'm very lucky. I feel very fortunate to do this because I just get to speak to such lovely people. But yeah, get in touch with me. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about to people. And just say hello. Give me a review on iTunes, that'd be nice. A good review though, please. And subscribe so the podcast just comes straight into your phone and you don't have to look for it every week. Miracle. Have a lovely Sunday. Please give me some money for Jackson, not for me personally. And stay safe and sane. Big love. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.